Across the territory, having wildlife come visit you at home, it's a pretty common thing, like a possum climbing through trees or a family of plovers taking over your front lawn and the scrub fowl are out the back. Well, local Emma Sharp had some pretty unusual creepy crawlies come and visit her backyard this week, as she shared with ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory's Emily Ford.
So you had two big olive pythons in your backyard. Now, one you said was on the ground. Can you tell us where the other one was?
Well, the one that started on the ground, went through my garden bed, climbed up one of my trees, was clearly way too fat to be in the shrub that it was actually in and snapped it.
Oh, no.
Fell to the ground with a thud. Yeah, I have some gardening work to do, I think. That one went and decided to climb up my son's swing set. Yeah, he obviously wanted to have a bit more fun before he left. As it was moving along, you could hear the whole set was just creaking. It was so, I don't even know what it would have weighed. He stayed there for about 2 hours as well. So every time I checked, it was just still there. And it then retreated eventually under one of the little push-along toys that he's got in the yard, and it stayed curled up under there. So then heard the dogs barking again. Saw an olive python in front of their cage and, yeah, just thought this was the same one, was heading off away from the house, and happened to glance over where the last python was sighted and it was still there. So this was actually a second olive python.
So what exactly were you thinking when you saw these huge pythons?
Firstly, I was concerned for my chickens. The last time we had a 3 to 4 metre olive python visit several months ago, we actually lost a rooster. Yeah, quite worried about the chickens. We did build them a little snake-proof nesting box enclosure, so I quickly went and put them to bed. It's funny because the last one that was about 4 metres that was actually on the veranda and striking at me, I actually found that one because, again, something went bump in the night and I came outside and found a 4 metre olive python in my son's cubby house. So it really does seem that they really like playing with my son's toys.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrifying. And are they usually pretty active around this time of year?
I keep being told that it is breeding season, so which might explain why we actually had two last night. The snake was so fat, I'd say it was probably, you know, close to the size of my leg, I reckon, in thickness. It was pretty big. It was certainly interesting. That one just seemed to want to climb. The other one was happy on the ground. About 5 o'clock, I did hear something going bump in the night outside and went and had a look, but could not see anything. The only trace was there was a snake track through some dirt onto my veranda. So, I don't know where they've gone. Maybe they've gone to visit my neighbours. I've warned them.
Maybe they have other swing sets to go and try out.
There'd probably be plenty, yep. Yeah, I went out and measured where the one that was laying down was a bit straighter, and that was in a straight line from head to tail. It was 3.6. So, yeah, if we were to unravel that, the curls, it probably was about 4 metres. And the other one, I'd say, was probably up to about 3.5, yeah. My husband's actually away, and we joke how this always happens, whether it be a bushfire or snakes. It always happens when he's not at home. I think I just probably just giggled when I saw the one climbed up on the swing set. And I just, I couldn't stop giggling because he's away yet again. And then the cherry on the cake was then finding a second one that came from the same spot. I was just waiting for another one to pop out. I've been on the NT Reptiles and the Field Naturalist page for a little while. I knew it was a pretty rare event seeing the one, and a lot of people like to see that there's still a healthy population around. So, yeah, just did what I normally do and posted some wildlife. And then, yeah, as I say, the cherry was just the second one, and I knew it was something pretty rare. So I knew there'd be some really excited people to see the population still booming in certain places. I felt a bit bad because one guy on Facebook said that he'd just been to Darwin for 2 months and he was basically trying to spot some snakes and he was really looking forward to it. He saw not even a handful while he was here. Yeah, I think I should probably just start charging people to roam around my block at night. They'll have plenty to see.
Oh, good on you. Emma Sharp, Lloyd Creek residents. Oh, the pythons, humongous olive pythons climbing over the backyard and hijacking her son's swing set.